Welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
We're a 501c3, and we got our paperwork back in 2021. And then we started doing events and fundraisers, and our whole mission is to help kids in the culinary and musical arts. We're helping young adults and kids follow their dreams. And here's a good example. Alondra, who actually works in our kitchen here at the room, she is going to Dell Tech, which is a local technical college. And her class went to Italy a couple months ago, and she couldn't afford to go. So Paul Cares paid for her trip to go and spend 10 days in Italy immersing herself in the Italian culture. And, you know, and that sort of stuff for me, I mean, I was so jazzed by it all. And then her texting me pictures and just the whole experience. When I saw her, when she got back, she like had tears in her eyes. So that to me makes it worth every bit of work that we do on in that organization. Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I've been so fortunate. I've been there 16 times.
Yeah.
In the last 12 years, including I've already been there once this year, and then I'm taking two groups, one in September and one in October. So I'll be there for like 27 days from September to October.
Where does the nonprofit, how does it dovetail into all your other organizations?
Yeah, so, you know, we do, we have our major fundraiser every year. It's called Concert for the Kids, and our band Bad River plays. And then we have local musicians, and then we'll feature young adults. Like we had the School of Rock locally. They came and they opened up the show for us this year. And then we also do that's our big fundraiser. And then we do a golf tournament every year. This will be our third one in October, October 7th. And it's the Rock and Roll Golf Tournament, of course. You're supposed to wear your favorite concert t-shirt. And then me and my buddy Robbie, we play music afterwards, and there's a barbecue. And so those are our two fundraisers that we focus on every year. But then we do, you know, up to, wow, 4 or 5 shows a week here at the room in Cedar Grove where I'm sitting right now. And, you know, all of that is the fundraising part of it also.
Okay, so let's do the big reveal. So you're touring, you said, you know, you're doing all these gigs, playing bass, and you went from, you know, the East Coast all the way to, you said, Alaska, right?
Yeah.
And then fast forward a little bit in your music career, when did you get the opportunity or get contacted to join the band?
Yeah, so 1990, well, actually about 88, I went back to Fort Myers, Florida, where, you know, where I had lived, and after touring for a bunch, and we had a band called the Boys of Summer. And at that time, we had a song being played on the radio, which was pretty incredible because we didn't have a record deal. So we had an original called Little Black Book. At that time, the singer, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Cliff Williams, the bass player from AC/DC, and at the time, the singer from Bad Company, Brian Howe, all lived there. So because our band was so good, and I'm not just bragging, I mean, I watched the videos, that band was really good. So I got to be friends with them. And I used to play golf with Brian Johnson on a regular basis, just because we got it in their circle. Whenever they had people in town, they would bring them out to see our band because they knew it was a kick-ass band. And then they would sit in with us. Out of the blue, I get this phone call from Brian from Bad Company. I'm saying, how would you like to audition for Bad Company? You know, and it's ironic because I was just coming back from the grocery store. So I had groceries in my hand. This was pre-cell phone, right? So it was a phone on the wall. And I got a bag of groceries in my hand. He goes, hey, mate, it's Brian from Bad Company. How would you like to audition for Bad Company? And, you know, I basically dropped the bag of groceries. But in my cool voice, I said, oh, yeah, that'd be great. You know, but I was like freaking the hell out. Yeah, he said, do you have a passport? I said, no. He goes, well, you need to get one ASAP. So I jumped all over it. I had 2 weeks to get it. I got it day before I left for England to audition. Flew to England. I'd never been to London or England before. What a fantastic experience that was. But the cool part was I was auditioning for Bad Company, you know. And the short story is I got there about 10 in the morning after the overnight flight. I got to my hotel. I was just chilling out. You know, I was still kind of buzzing from everything, but I just wanted to close my eyes for a second because, of course, I didn't sleep on the way over. Yeah, and then I got a call, and the limo was picking me up at 11. So I had an hour to take a shower, and they drove me to the rehearsal place, which I thought maybe would be something really nice, but it was in like the West End. It was, you know, gated and all that. But yeah, I got there, and I met the original members, Mick and Simon. Yeah, and then we kicked it off. I played Feel Like Making Love and Can't Get Enough of Your Love. and nailed them both. We went to the pub, which is attached to the rehearsal space, and had a pint of beer. And on the way back, Simon Kirk, the drummer, said, "So what'd you think?" Again, in my cool voice, I said, "Yeah, it was pretty cool." He goes, "Well, you got the job if you want it." And I said, yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, sounds good. And we went in and played a couple more songs, had a couple more pints. I didn't know they were basically testing me to see if I could drink and play.
Oh.
Because they drink there in England, and I'm well versed. I'm Irish and Italian, so yeah, there was no problem on that end. Yeah, I got the job. I hung out in London for maybe a week or so, and I got to meet some amazing stars and David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. And yeah, it was so surreal. I can't even tell you. I mean, it was like I was dreaming. I went home and I had a plane ticket waiting for me for LA to go do the video, which was on MTV. While MTV was cool and playing music videos, I came back and they flew me to Burlington, Vermont, and we rehearsed for the tour and started the tour there. And so from 5 weeks from the phone call, I was actually playing on stage with Bad Company.
Best 5 minute one podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.